Hello and a very warm welcome to the world outside. I'm Maha Siddiqui. The cyber hack reports related to China are creating a flutter in India, from the possibility of an attack on the power grid system in Mumbai to the vaccine manufacturing facilities. What does it mean for India and how should the country brace up for such malware or attacks in future? I have with me the former cybersecurity chief in the Prime Minister's office, Mr. Gulshan Rai. Many thanks, sir, for speaking with us. There's a discrepancy, sir, at the moment in what the state government and the central government have said about the October power outage in Mumbai. How important is it for India to do a thorough probe into this matter without the fear of any political repercussion?
It's very unfortunate that the two reports, one from the central government as well as from the state government, are differing there. While some of the content has been agreed by them, the central government has also agreed that there were some cyber malwares observed, but they were filtered out, whereas the state government is gone little far ahead to that. It's really unfortunate because that doesn't help the case of the country against the perpetrators there. We must have a proper report, and I'm sure central government and the state government must have done an investigation report, a basis on which they have published their comments there. It is better if they come out with the investigation report transparently in the public and give a clear, transparent picture. It is necessary to deal with the perpetrators. Otherwise, if we are giving a wrong message, we are giving a message that there are issues within the government and we are not sure what we are talking about it. It will have a repercussion in the future attacks also.
So, how does state-sponsored hacking work? Because it is unethical and therefore countries would use all means to not be detected. How do you then handle a matter of this nature?
No, those are very, very complex things are there. In this area, in the cyber kind of a business, in the particularly offensive business, today we call it active cyber defense, also there. There is a concept of a state as actors and there is a concept of non-state actor. Most of the time, the state actor functions in the non-state actor, which can be a different individual hacker, group of hackers, a firm of hackers. They're all different kind of a thing. These are all very professional activities being carried out there. So most of the time, attacks are carried out by the non-state actor at the instance of the state actor. That's one way to do that. Secondly, there are technologies available where you can mask your identities or your identification, which gives the other party to identify who from where it is coming there. You can mask the origination of the attack. You can mask your the factors which can identify the originator or the attackers there. So there are technologically things available, and there procedurally also there are so many things available. And in the practice also, as I said, the non-state actor most of the time performs the role. And non-state actors are spread out different parts of the world. They all come together and try to do that. There are firms which are companies, they're small companies which are established by the different people to assist and to perform such acts.
So when China was asked this question in its daily press briefing, their foreign ministry spokespersons brushed it off as mere speculation. And in fact, he said one should desist from speculation in such cases because it is very difficult to ascertain the origin of the cyber attack. I mean, does that come as an easy defense for China under these circumstances when the scanner is clearly on them for these cyber attacks, not just in India, but you know, even the United States had speculated that there were some hacking in their vaccine facilities that were done at the behest of China?
It's a China's usual kind of a practice not to admit anything. Have they ever admitted the kind of attacks? World over, everyone is talking about the Chinese attacks there. And I believe the report which had come out with the company in the US, as well as our central government and state government, CERT, NNCIPC, they did identify the Chinese role. There are ways and means to define the Chinese role. But China, as expected, will never admit it. Has never admitted any kind of offense there, any kind of a thing they do. But world over, we know that the Chinese have developed expertise. They believe in this kind of attack. They have an active defense policy and they try to do all these kind of activities.
So also, you know, not just the Mumbai power outage. I mean, of course, that was a huge thing. Local trains came to a halt. Markets, you know, had to be halted. Transactions in the markets had to be halted. It did hit the economy. But on the other hand, there was hacking into the vaccine manufacturing facilities as well. At a time when the world is dealing with a pandemic in a country that produces the largest number of vaccines. That too is a serious threat, sir. What can the government of India do to take up this matter professionally at an international forum? Are there any avenues to do so?
I think there are so many avenues to do that. There are public forums, there are NGOs, there are think tanks, and there is a Security Council. We must raise the issue in a bilateral meeting, in a multilateral meeting. This issue needs to be raised everywhere, in every forum the issue raised to be there. And we need to compile all the evidences and need to raise the issue in every forum. That's necessary.
Sir, how worrying is the fact that such kind of malware or attack can be conducted by China so easily and bring the systems of another country to a halt? Can there be a global coalition of sorts to pressurize China to, you know, play fairly in the global order?
We need to talk to the like-minded countries. Every country does it. I mean, Americans have done it, Europeans have done it, Japan has done it, Koreans have done it, everybody has done it. So we need to join the like-minded companies, and there are forums. The issues are there when at the UN forum, there is a forum there. There we need to raise the issue at everywhere, but provided we pull our stocks, we don't come up with these two different versions or two different theories there. We must pull our stock, present a single case, and then do that. It's not in the interest of the country the way this incident has been projected.
Many thanks, Gulshan Rai. That's it then on The World Outside this week. We'll be back again next week. Thank you.